Welcome to the Unfiltered Empowered Woman. I am your host, Ellen, and I am a female empowerment coach. That means that I help you stop people-pleasing, stop being controlled by anxiety and overthinking, breaking your bad habits, and stop letting food rule your life. It's time for you to take your power back and become an empowered woman. In this podcast, I will show you the unfiltered version of myself and my guests. You know, the stuff that we can't put on Instagram. I want to show you how living unfiltered means you can take that power back and live a truly empowered life. Now let's dig in. Hi guys, welcome back to the podcast. I am back in the studio for another solo episode. And today I am going to talk about intuitive eating, or more specifically, educated intuitive eating. Now, there's a big difference between just eat whatever you feel like and eating something that you, like eating with a purpose. That's what I always say to my client, eat with a purpose and understand what is the purpose of this food. And before we even get started on what intuitive eating is and how you can apply this to your own life, I just want to start off by saying that if you are someone who is struggling with, for example, binge eating, or overeating, or just have a bad relationship to food, creating a stricter diet is not going to solve your problems. Because what this does is that it basically just puts a band-aid on your bleeding wound, and then you haven't actually fixed the problem, right? Or it's like you have a sinking ship and you temporarily fix it so that you don't sink, but that temporary solution is not going to last. It's temporary. So what you actually need to do is that you need to understand what is going on in your mind and why you are overeating, why you're binge eating, why you feel like you need to lose weight, why you can't be happy. Because you're never going to find happiness by just losing more weight. You need to find happiness in your life, and then the weight will just be as it naturally should be. Like, if you are truly, truly happy, maybe this is a controversial opinion, but I truly don't believe that someone who is genuinely happy in their life will have a problem with their weight. And what really pisses me off is when coaches are selling food freedom programs or binge eating programs, but at the same time selling weight loss programs. Like, that's kind of like you having an AA meeting, but then you stand outside and sell vodka. Like, you're telling people to lose weight to feel better about themselves, but at the same time, you're trying to tell them that they should love themselves for who they are and that they should allow all foods. Like, it doesn't make sense to me. Like, it just makes me really frustrated. Plus, someone who's just a nutrition coach is actually not qualified to handle binge eating. So, like, it happens. I see it all the time, especially on social media, people saying like, oh, like, I'm specializing in binge eating. It's like, honey, just because you stopped binge eating when you started flexible dieting doesn't mean that you're qualified to help someone who struggles with binge eating now. Flexible dieting is not the solution to someone who's binge eating. Yes, it might give you that temporary solution, like I said before, but it's not actually going to give you long-term results. Because what happens when you stop with tracking? What happens if you have a day off? What happens if you're going away on a holiday? Well, you're most likely just going to binge because you haven't created an actual routine. You haven't understood what is going on in your body. You haven't learned how to self-soothe and how to self-regulate, how to regulate your nervous system so that you can make conscious choices with your food based on a life that you want to live. So you need to become super clear on your values, on your purpose, what is important to you, and find something that you really enjoy that isn't around your food. Because this is what happens when we are struggling with binge eating. The binge eating or any addiction becomes your best friend. And it will try and tell you that nothing else in your life matters. The binge eating is the most important thing. And when we do that, we cut ourselves off from everything else in our lives and we only focus on eating. So of course it's going to be super, super hard to stop, because you have basically stopped doing everything that you loved before and you can't remember what you were doing. So that's why you will never stop binge eating if binge eating is the most exciting thing in your life. So I want to talk about educated intuitive eating, and this is something that I specialize in. One of the areas is helping people move away from MyFitnessPal and find a life that actually that they can actually stick to, like something that they can, something that's sustainable for the rest of their life. Like, yes, I think tracking can be a really good tool, and I do think that flexible dieting can have a very good, like it can be really good for someone who is, for example, really scared of eating chocolate or donuts or whatever. And you can see that, oh God, like I can actually eat chocolate on a Tuesday and like I'm not going to gain weight, or I'm not going to like blow my whole diet. But how long are you going to do that for? Like, yes, it's great for you to see that. And it's great for you to see that how much protein and carbs and whatever you're meant to be eating. But are you actually, like, do you want to be controlled by an app for the rest of your life? Like, do you want to be, to have someone tell you for the rest of your life, this is how much you should be eating, this is when you should be eating, this is when you need to stop. That doesn't matter if you're hungry, you've hit your calorie target, so you can't eat anymore. Like, is that really a life that you want? Because it's definitely not a life that I want. And when I, like, I never would have been able to live in Bali like I do now if I was still tracking my food as religiously as I was tracking. Like, I would plan out, like, weeks and weeks in advance just to make sure that I would hit my target 100%. Like, I was so obsessed with it that I would, you know, if I'd pre-logged 50 grams of broccoli and I had 53 grams on the scale, I would literally cut off 3 grams of broccoli just because I had to be 100%. And I'm not saying that everyone who tracks is that obsessed, absolutely not, but tracking is actually a form of, like, if you feel like you can't go a day without tracking, that is a form of disordered eating. And I'm sorry if that hurts, or if you're like, oh, I'm turning off the episode now. But that is actually the truth. Like, if you're someone who feels like you can't survive without MyFitnessPal, if you freak out if the app is down for a day, that is not healthy. That is what addicts do if they can't get their fix. Like, it's not a healthy way to live. It's healthy for a period of time, sure, but you can't rely on it forever. It's like saying, if I say to you, oh, come to Sweden and, you know, use their grammar and you can use that to learn Swedish, but then you live in Sweden for a while and you still haven't learned the language, you have to use the book to get everywhere. Like, that's not very, like, that's not freedom to me. And God, if you really, really love tracking and you feel like, no, I am getting the most out of life, sure, keep doing it. But keep the podcast on, because you're probably going to learn a thing or two and then you might reevaluate what you're actually thinking. So, like I said, we're going to talk about educated intuitive eating today. And one, I wanted to kind of break it down a little bit so that you understand the difference. So what is then educated intuitive eating? Well, it's not the same as eating mindlessly. It's not the same as, oh, today I feel like a donut. I'm going to have a donut because, like, I'm always going to feel like a donut, but I'm not going to choose the donut every single day because I know that a donut is not going to help me achieve my goals. And if you don't know, like, goals, values, go back and listen to the episode that I did about that, about self-sabotage, because it's really going to help you understand what I mean when I say values and living a life that leads you towards the goal that you want to achieve for yourself. It's eating in an educated way, but without tracking. So still understanding, like, oh, that's chicken and, like, that's protein and that's carbohydrates and I need a certain amount of fiber every day to function. Becoming in tune with what your body is telling you. So, you know, are you actually hungry, or are you just emotionally eating, or are you just having a craving, or are you just bored and you're trying to use food as a way of distracting yourself? Eating in a way that supports your goals and your lifestyle. So, for example, someone like me who I train like 5-6 days a week, and if I would just eat like McDonald's every single day, I wouldn't be able to train as much as I do. So I need to eat in a way that allows my body to feel fueled for my workouts and to recover after my workouts. But I also live in Bali, so I also want to be able to go out for meals. I want to, like, last night I went for cookies with my friends, and I want to be able to do that in the middle of the week without feeling guilty, without feeling like I need to restrict the next day, and without it, like, impacting my quality of life. Like, your food should enhance your quality of life. Your food shouldn't be something that removes the quality of your life. So if you're someone who likes tracking, I've listed some signs, some red flags for you to look at when you are, if you are using MyFitnessPal, like some signs that you can both if you're a coach, but also if you are someone who's listening and you're like, I think I like my fitness pal, but I'm not 100% sure. Well, one of the signs is that you feel like you need to be 100% spot on every single day. Like I said, with me, for example, I was completely obsessed with it, but my coach, she just didn't pick up on it. And every time that I would want to lower my weight loss target, she was just like, yeah, like if anyone can do it, it's you. Like you're so hardworking, go for it. And obviously that just made things worse because it kept reinforcing this belief that I already had about myself, that I had to be the hardest worker in the room to be good enough. And it just fueled my fire, basically. That you feel like a failure if you don't hit your target. So if you have a day and you're, you know, this can look different for everyone. Certain people might feel guilty because they're 5 grams off. Certain people might feel guilty when they're 20 grams off. Certain people might feel guilty when they are 1,000 calories off, you know. But guilt in general is a sign that you are doing something that you probably need to take a deeper look at why you are creating that behavior that is making you feel guilty. Like, where is the guilt coming from? What are the thoughts that are fueling this feeling? Because, you know, thoughts fuel our feelings that fuel our behavior. So the guilt isn't just coming out of nowhere. The guilt is coming from a thought. You say no to things that make you happy because it doesn't fit your macros. So, you know, you might not go to your friend's birthday, or you might not go to your friend's wedding, or not go on that holiday, or, you know, your kids might have made cupcakes for you and you really want to try, and you can see on their little face that they really want to give it to you, but you're still like, no, I can't because I've already eaten all my macros today. Like, that's not healthy. You plan your whole life around my fitness pal. So, you know, everything to the gram is like planned out. You can only go to certain restaurants. And, you know, if they don't have that specific meal that you pre-logged, you freak out and the whole day is ruined and you can't eat anything. And your tracking, the accuracy with your tracking dictates your self-worth and happiness. And that's also not a healthy thing. You know, we're humans. We're going to make mistakes. And just because you're not 100%, shouldn't mean that you should feel guilty. Most of us have actually been controlled by food our whole lives. And you might not think it, but we actually have. Like, just look back to when you were a child, for example. You were told when to eat. You were told when you could leave the table. You were told when what to eat. You were told, you know, eat your vegetables or finish the food on your plate. Or even if something bad happened, it was like, okay, stop crying. Here's a lollipop. Like, we have been controlled by food our whole freaking lives, but we don't even realize it. So that's why just eating intuitively might not be as easy for everyone, because when was the last time you actually did eat intuitively? Jesus. For a lot of people, it has also become a coping mechanism to relieve stress and anxiety. And this is also something that we've learned in childhood, that, you know, you're stressed, or eat some food, you'll feel better. Or you're feeling tired, have a cookie to cheer yourself up. Or you're feeling angry, or sit down and eat your ice cream. Like, we've been taught this since kids. So of course we're going to hold on to these beliefs when we're adults. That's completely normal. And it is hard to escape, but it's also not an excuse not to change it. And, you know, everyone is so different when it comes to tracking. This is why there isn't really a one-size-fits-all. I can't just say, do exactly this. There's going to be different steps, and you're going to, you know, want to work on certain things more than others. But I wanted to give you some kind of guideline for how you can start stepping away from the app. So my first tip is going to be to start with just one meal. And this could be one meal, this could be a day, this could be this could be whatever you feel like is comfortable for you. Like, it's meant to feel challenging, but it's not meant to feel so overwhelming that you're like, oh my God, I can't do it. And then you can progress to taking like a couple of days off, but maybe not the weekend. Just I always suggest to start with the weekdays just because you have more routine during the week. And during the weekend, it's very easy to fall into that all or nothing mindset, for example. Because there's more temptations, you know, you've used up all your willpower throughout the week. You're probably going to be out and about doing things and you don't really have that much routine. Or, I mean, I know I definitely don't. and then you, like, I'm not going to share every single one of my tips here because, you know, this is a free podcast, but I can't give everything away. but another tip is that you can start backlogging at the end of the day. I know this really helped me when I started letting go of the app because I wouldn't track and then I would feel really anxious. And what helped me grow my confidence and see that, oh, I actually do know what I'm doing was to backlog and be like, okay, well, you actually were pretty close to those numbers that you had in the past, but you didn't have to sit down and track every single thing that you ate. Like, you actually were able to have other things, but you didn't use the app or you didn't use the scales to make sure that it was 100% accurate. So that can be really helpful for some people to really start building that confidence and see that, oh shit, like, I actually do know what I'm doing here. And as you grow that confidence, like, I really encourage you to build in more days. But for most people, especially if you have a lot of anxiety, I wouldn't start with just like, okay, I'm just going to delete the app right now. Like, that can create a lot of overwhelm. And especially if you have been dieting for a long period of time, you know, when you first let go of the app and when you have been restricting for so long, your body's really going to know difference between calorie deprived and nutrient deprived. Like, your body is just going to be like, oh, I just need like food because you haven't eaten in so long. And just like, you know, if I tell you, don't think of the red button, all you're going to think about is the freaking red button, right? So if you've told yourself for so long that you can't have ice cream, and then all of a sudden it's a free-for-all, like, of course you're going to have like so much ice cream. And this is why it's so hard to let go of the app by yourself. Like, I really, really encourage you to have some kind of structure here and a coach to check in with, because when you take away the app, you take away the accountability, and you don't have an app, like, you don't have a coach, so you take away that support. And even if the coach doesn't tell you that much to do, what to do and stuff, it's still nice to have someone to just throw around ideas with, and also someone who can reassure you that you are on the right track. Like, this is really scary. It's like learning a whole new skill, and don't be afraid to reach out for help. So I also wanted to talk a little bit about eating with a purpose. And this is something that I really practice with my girls, that, you know, what is the purpose of this meal? And when we look at something like a salad with, I don't know, chicken or tempeh or something and heaps of vegetables, like, obviously that is a very nutrient dense meal, right? But then if I want to go for a pizza or a chocolate or something like that, well, then that the purpose of that meal isn't to fuel my body with as many nutrients as possible. The purpose of that meal is going to be to enjoy myself. So when we look at the different purposes of different meals, it's going to be a lot easier to create that balance, because we can start asking ourselves, okay, well, how do I want to feel after this meal? Like, how do I want to feel after the salad? How do I want to feel after the brownie? You know, if you have a huge bucket of KFC, you're probably just going to lay down on the sofa and chill. You're probably not going to want to feel like going to a CrossFit session. Whilst if you have a nourish bowl with sweet potato and chicken and stuff like that, then yeah, you'll probably be like, yeah, like, I'm excited to train this afternoon. How do you feel eating this meal? So write these down, because these are really good prompts to just ask yourself while you are eating. How do I want to feel, or how do I feel after I've eaten this meal? So how do I feel now? Like, was it too big? Am I too full? Am I still hungry? Am I stressed? What's my mind thinking about? And is this a meal that I actually enjoy? Or am I just eating this because other people have told me to eat it? Like, I remember I had a client once who said to me, she's like, Ellen, I've always just bought this light yogurt, but I realize now that I don't like it. I hate it. And I was like, hey, well, why did you buy it then? She's like, my mom used to buy it. So we've always used bought it. I've always bought this same brand of yogurt because that's what I was taught to do. And then once you start removing these rules and start questioning, like, why are you buying that brand of bread? Why are you buying that brand of yogurt? Why are you buying the light version? It's like, oh, I actually don't know. And this is like what I mean when I say that we exist so much in our subconscious mind that we don't even really know why we do certain things. So we need to start, the way we become more conscious is by questioning our actions. So question yourself, like, why? For example, why am I drinking a coffee right now? Well, because I was a little bit tired and I knew I had 2 hours of recording. And why do I need a coffee? Well, because I haven't slept that well this week. So, you know, food, yes, is fuel, but it is also something that we get a lot of enjoyment from. For example, when you first let go of tracking, you are most likely going to want to enjoy more of those higher calorie foods. That's completely normal. But this is why you need to work with a coach to make sure that you're not just consuming these high calorie foods. You also need to be reminding your body of what it feels like when you eat nutrient dense food. But I also want you to remember that chocolate is literally created for you to enjoy it. Like that's the only purpose of chocolate. So of course you're going to want to eat the whole block. Like that is so normal. Sure, you probably shouldn't do it every single day, but that is the purpose of that food, for you to enjoy it. There's no other purpose there. So please don't feel bad about yourself if you are eating a whole block of chocolate. So that's all I'm going to say about intuitive eating. There are obviously so many other steps and there's so much more I could go into, but I also don't want this episode to go on for like an hour. I like to keep them kind of short. But what I do want to say is that if you found this interesting and you were like, it kind of opened up your eyes a little bit, this is something that you want to learn more about, I will pop the link to my intuitive eating guide in the bio or in the show notes. It's only $39, which is like absolutely ridiculous nothing, considering it's taken me 6 years to create it. But it's so, so helpful. And it is specifically for coaches. But if you're someone who has used MyFitnessPal for a long period of time, you are definitely going to be able to use this. Like the only reason I say that is because there's no this is what a plate looks like, but there's like different ways of creating your own plate. But I wouldn't recommend it to someone who has no idea about nutrition. I would recommend it to someone who has either tracked food before or used a meal plan before or who is a coach. It's, like I said, it's specifically designed for coaches who want to learn or teach their clients how to let go of MyFitnessPal. Like it even has questions in there that you can send to your clients in their check-ins. It has like a step-by-step process. It has, you know, red flags to look out for. It has so much information in there. And I remember when I was a nutrition coach and I literally looked everywhere to try and find an intuitive eating guide and there just wasn't one. So that's why I wanted to create this guide for you. With that said, super excited about this episode. I hope that you like it. If you do, please make sure you do take a screenshot, you put it on your story, you tag me, let me know what you thought. Also wanted to mention quickly that we have opened the doors to the Empowered Woman program again. Yay, very exciting. We do have very, very limited spots though. So if you are interested in working with me in the group, please reach out ASAP because the spots always, always sell out. And you know, I like to keep the group small because I like to, like, I'm literally in the group every single day talking to girls, replying to questions. You know, this is a very interactive program, so it's only for people who want to really make changes. Like, if you just like to plod along and not make any changes in your life, this is not going to be for you. This is for the woman who wants to step into the next era and become truly empowered. With that said, thank you guys so much for listening, and I will see you next week. Bye!